Legislators got an update on the partially state-financed North Slope to Fairbanks natural gas trucking project this week. The state is working with private company MWH to build a $185 million gas processing plant on the North Slope to feed tanker trucks that will move LNG to Fairbanks. The goal of the Interior Energy Project is to deliver first gas by late 2015 at a consumer cost equivalent of about half the price of fuel oil. But as KUAC's Dan Bross reports, many questions remain about how the project will play out.
Replacing expensive oil and polluting wood with natural gas for heating and power generation seems like a slam dunk, but there are a lot of moving parts in making the transition to a new fuel. Speaking to the House committee, Alaska Energy Authority Deputy Director Gene Terrio said there's concern some Fairbanks homeowners may not want to pay for a gas-fired boiler, which can cost in excess of $10,000 because it'll take too long to recoup their investment.
There are a number of people that think, well, geez, if it's a 5 or 6 year payoff, but I'm only going to be in the house for another 3 years, you know, that might discourage some people.
Terrio went on to outline a possible financing solution.
An on-bill financing mechanism would be attractive to people because it allows them to finance that conversion, spread it out over 10 years. And if they're there for the first 3 years, they pay for 3 years of amortizing that. And then the new homeowner comes in and they pay for the remaining 7 years.
Terrio said demand is expected to ramp up as local distribution piping expands.
As the pipe goes down the street, we're not anticipating forcing people. We're hoping that the price is such that people will be clamoring to hook up.
Fairbanks Natural Gas and the borough's Interior Gas Utility have licenses to distribute gas locally. Terrio said the state is working with FNG and the IGU to access low-interest state financing to help cover the $187 million distribution system build-out. He said it's estimated that FNG can complete piping in the core area of Fairbanks it serves in 3 years, while piping of lower density neighborhoods in IGU's service area is expected to take 6 years. State Representative Pete Higgins of Fairbanks questioned whether some residents will be left waiting too long.
Are we going to have a small amount of people that are going to have gas and the rest of us are still going, what's going on here? Or is there some parameters that's going to say, you know, you have to deliver what we've given you? Is there something in your agreement for that?
Terrio responded that there are no mandated timelines, but added that the nonprofit IGU was formed to get gas to neighborhoods where economics are challenging. The discussion also prompted questions about how rural Alaska fits into the Interior Energy Plan. Representative Ben Nagiak of Barrow emphasized that the project was approved based on also getting some form of gas to villages.
To get the propane to along the Yukon River and also along the coast. Where did that go?
ADA Deputy Director Mark Davis responded saying the North Slope gas plant can be expanded to meet demand outside Fairbanks if the economics work out.
We are totally committed with AEA to try to deliver the most gas to the most Alaskans at the best price.
AEA's Terrio followed saying a small amount of excess gas will be initially available and the state is open to exploring its sale.
If there is a village consortium or a rural entity that is interested in approaching ADA on either access to LNG or propane, we certainly are interested in hearing from them.
There were also questions about viability of LNG trucking if and when a natural gas pipeline passes through Fairbanks. Terrio said there's potential for redeployment of processing and transportation components.
LNG maybe is produced in Fairbanks then and then shipped down the highway to Glen Allen and Delta and Tok. So that mobility, the ability to redeploy portions of the plant is what the board takes some comfort in, that they're not investing in infrastructure that ultimately becomes stranded.
The state reports interest in LNG from communities along the Richardson Highway to Valdez, as well as from mining companies in the Ambler area and the Yukon Territory. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.